I know their name, but I didn't.
Louis Burley.
Yeah, Burley.
Yeah, I knew him real well.
He owned that building originally.
And what did you remember about when they sold it to Ed?
Well, he died, and I guess that was his sister, her. Louis' wife, and that was her sister. Well, she lived there. So when Louis died, she run the tavern. And then I guess there's another death in the family, and I guess it's sold out, and I really don't know who bought it.
I'm over here now.
Well, I think Ed Demeter bought it from Burley's, probably. That's what I think, although I'm not 100%.
I really don't know.
Well, then that, about when was... Well, about when do you think the Burleys sold it? How old were you? You were a teenager, high school?
Yeah.
20s?
Before the war?
Yeah, before the war. I don't exactly remember when.
That's, well, I'm guessing that Demeter bought it. Right. About wartime.
Where are you going?
Sometime maybe in the middle 40s, maybe even early 40s, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you were gone what years in the war? You were gone what years?
I went in 43, 44, and I got out in 45, or 46.
Hearing you guys talking, I have got... Are there regular hours for the historical thing in the basement?
Okay. Not really.
Because I've got a whole bunch of stuff to lose. You know, the letter that King George wrote to his wife saying, we're glad your husband's over. You know, he didn't write it personally, but the little form letter.
Yeah.
We're glad your husband is here helping the cause and all this kind of stuff. So, and then I've got a stereoscopic picture, which I think is fairly rare, that shows the big pavilion in the background of it. And I need to have you guys take pictures.
We can scan those, yeah.
Yeah. And actually, from my perspective, I don't need them. There's nobody in my lineage that cares or anything, so I just assume. I know it's easier for you guys to have them digital, but
yeah.
I just assume.
Yeah, well, you know, we can.
But whatever you decide to do.
We can copy them if you'd like to donate them to us.
Yeah.
You know, we would certainly
give you a CD back or give you multiples to share with the family.
Yeah, okay.
Like all of the postcards, I copied onto a CD and gave Bonnie back a copy of the CD.
Right.
Y'all can get, I think you still got the original. We've got a copy of the digital of the Historical Society. We can do the same with any pictures. Now, is this Frank's brother, Rube, or
yes.
Is this the grandpa?
No, this is Frank's brother.
Okay. And did he have family albums or anything like Frank did?
No.
No pictures as a child? What I'm kind of interested in is his old net shed. I live at the south end of Maple, and he had his net shed down there after he split up with Frank. And I've seen that building downhill from me every, as long as I've been alive, and I've wondered about it.
Yeah.
If you have any pictures of the net shed.
Well, I've got stuff, let's just put it that way. I don't know a lot of what it is specifically. I know it's and I can't tell if it's a picture of Frank or Rube. It's a real close-up black and white of just basically his upper torso mending nets and things like that. So, and the stereoscopic thing and all that other kind of. I've got a real nice, like these posed pictures that photographers did of Ruben and his sister Winnie. And Winifred died of what? Leukemia or what was that, Bud? Do you recall?
But Winnie.
She was like 18 years old, 16 or 18. Wasn't she? Winnie died.
The sister Winnie. What she died of and how old she was.
I guess she was about 19-year-old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I don't know what it was from. Anyway.
Ruptured appendix.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I've got all that stuff.
Yeah, at that time they didn't operate.
Oh, great. Okay. Great. You have our phone number at the...
That's what Petrie's aunt told me. I don't...
The hours are kind of infrequent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just give us a call, PJ, and we'd be glad to get together with you.
Yeah.
My phone's all right. I'm at the end of Maple.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, we could work it out.
Again, every time I look at the stuff, I just say, you know, my son's going to be looking through this. I've only got one child. Mm-hmm. He just has no interest in it. So it might as well go somewhere that people are going to be able to. It's like that letter that I gave to the that my grandfather Reuben had written back to his family in York, Pennsylvania about how difficult it was here, handwritten in the late 1800s.
You got a copy?
You guys have a copy? I'm pretty sure.
We may have in the archives, yeah. I'm not sure. But,
yeah, because I donate to the museum.
Well, we can check what we got, but, I mean, we'd just like to meet with you.
Yeah, and my mother did a typed-out oral history of your family, too.
Which
I think you guys have somewhere. But
we can make another copy.
Yeah, just to make sure. Okay, I'll bring all that stuff.
Great.
His mother was a good friend of my grandmother's.
They had a shop, the Walters, didn't they have?
Walters had, his dad had a cleaning business.
Cleaning business. Like down near Ostings?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the buildings on the same side of the street the drugstore's on.
Okay.
You guys doing all right?
We're doing good.
Well, now, one of the things I read in the commercial after the war years was that you were sick.
Huh?
That after you got back from service, you had some illness and were in the hospital for a while. Was that something related to your service in the war?
Well, no. I was home about 2 days, and I got a appendicitis.
Oh, goodness.
And they thought I had
peritonitis?
No.
A rupture?
I thought you had something else.
You get it from the sky, malaria.
Oh, good.
And the doctor... I was in bed, and that's when he thought I had malaria. And they put a hot water bottle on my stomach, and they shouldn't have done that. Well, it got so bad, they called the ambulance and took me to Ann Arbor. And the nurse looked at me and she said, "You got appendicitis." And they put me on penicillin to get the swelling down, and then they operated on me.
Okay. Who was the doctor that thought you had malaria?
Corkill.
Oh, that Corkill, he never could. He should have been a veterinarian. I'm just kidding.
And then about a year later, I come down with a tropical disease, and they took me to Holland. And they didn't take me to Ann Arbor because they couldn't move me. And then they had a specialist come in, and he operated on my liver, and then they found out what I had.
Yeah.